Sports Talk on 702 with Muhle Madulini for the curious.
Just a quick update on the live sports that has, essentially wrapped up now. The North London derby between Arsenal and Tottenham Hotspur, that ended 2-2 as we saw it winding down as at that scoreline, while Roger Federer absolutely swept David Goffin aside. 6-2, 6-2, 6-love in the third set. It seems like the Swiss maestro is at his level best at Arthur Ashe Stadium as he looks to reclaim the US Open crown. I wonder when last he won that one. Any case, we're going to move on the conversation because now we're talking Springboks. We finally got Warren Whiteley on the line, which makes me very happy to say. Warren, thank you so much for coming onto the show. Welcome to Sports Talk.
Hi, Boucher. Only a pleasure, man.
Yeah, it's really good to talk to you. Look, knowing that you really would have loved to have been on that plane on Friday to Japan, but unfortunately, due to your injuries, it hasn't happened. How have you been recovering? How's that going for you?
It's been going well. You know, been helping out a lot with the Currie Cup side. Been fortunate enough with Ivan van Rooyen, our head coach at the moment, allowing me to join them and help out wherever I can and really enjoy that. I think mentally it's also been important for me, you know, during this time. So it has been challenging, but amazing to contribute and just serve the group at the moment, and especially the young group that we have at the Lions. And you know, we've got that big game coming up this weekend, so really proud of the boys, and hopefully we can give a good performance next weekend.
Do we have an indication of when you might be back on the park?
Luca, I'm probably gonna focus a lot more after this week. I've kind of thrown myself into helping the and the last month or so, you know, when I'm not going to make it. And because of the long preseason ahead, I've got a lot of time to do my rehab. Mm. So I've still been doing my rehab and physio, but I've just been prioritizing the coaching and giving as much of myself to the team, you know, and giving the guys the best chance. And it's been amazing. It's a big passion of mine and something I'd like to do after I play. So really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, obviously a long preseason, so I'll definitely work hard and make sure another big Super Rugby season ahead.
You know, I wanted to ask about that coaching that you mentioned. Then you say that it's a passion, something you'd like to do after you play. Is this something that you've already been working towards, already looking at the coaching licenses, or are you still waiting for your playing days to be over for that one?
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely enjoying it a lot now, but obviously would love to give, you know, have another season or two. I mean, that would be great. You know, playing is really special, and I would love to have another season or two with the Lions, especially with the British and Irish Lions touring, you know, in 2021. So that, I mean, that would be unbelievable. But for now, I think it's also great just to learn as much as I can from the coaches, and because it's a passion of mine, and you know, I just want to keep learning and growing, and I love the game of rugby in any shape or form. You know, I was a massive supporter, and I was fortunate enough to now play professionally, and I mean, hopefully one day I can coach as well and contribute and develop the guys. You know, that's my big passion.
Well, Warren Whiteley, let me then put you on the spot a little bit, and let's put your coach's cap on and talk Springboks.
Yes.
From a coaching point of view, we have seen the squad. We've seen the split that Rusty went for the 17-14. You know essentially everybody in the team quite well. You've played with a lot of them. What is your first take when you look at the team?
I think it's a very well-balanced side. You know, we've got some great experience within our group, some great players, good youngsters, and also some old heads, you know, just to bring that experience. So I believe we've got a very, very, very good squad and a lot of depth.
Yeah.
If we look at other countries, I mean, I really believe we have got depth that other countries just don't have at the moment. And really, really important areas. I mean, our front row at the moment are unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got six front rows that are just as strong. And that's an unbelievable strength at the moment for Rashid to have. And I mean, it is so in almost every position. So I think he's very happy with the squad and how they developed over this year. And we've pretty much ticked every single box. And now it's a business end coming to the World Cup. And I think we're very optimistic, very, very optimistic where the boys are at the moment. And I think it's going to be a great World Cup.
How good must it be for Kwagga Smith to be part of that team?
You know, very special. I spoke to him, and I mean, he just brings something special to that group. We know what he can do, and also his knowledge. He's got great knowledge coming from Sevens, coming from the Lions, the way we attack. He's got a lot of knowledge that he can give to the side, and I think Rashi also sees that and acknowledges that, and he'll play a big role, you know, in that department. And he's a special player. I mean, he's a guy that can really create something out of nothing.
Yeah, no, he absolutely is. I mean, and when we've seen him, I mean, even on the seventh stage where you'd have also played with him, he really is an X factor forward, if you can put it that way. Very good to see the youngsters coming through. Regarding some of your teammates, so if you look at Altin Yankees, he has been blowing hot and cold in the Springbok jersey. Do you think he'll be ready to step up when called upon in Japan?
I believe so. I mean, you know, Hyundai will definitely start, and with Fran Steyn being able to cover 10 and 15, he'll probably be the preferred player to put on the bench just because of his versatility.
Yeah.
You know, so Alton will most probably be there for backup, and will definitely get a game within the World Cup. And, I mean, he's a fantastic player. And, I mean, we saw that in that Australian test match. You know, I don't think he missed the kick. He controlled the game really well.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guys are really, really well coached. I mean, the amount of detail they do, I can really tell you there's no stone left unturned with Coach Rusty. He really puts a lot of work in, and his coaching staff put a lot of work in. And we've seen that this year. The guys are really well coached. They play low-risk rugby.
Yes.
But smart rugby, defensive orientated rugby. We really use opportunities. We put a lot of defensive pressure on sides, and our set pieces is phenomenal at the moment. So I think for World Cup, it's definitely the right brand to play.
What was also really good seeing in the Rugby Championship was our attack. I mean, yes, our defense stood out head and shoulders above everything else. And it is, you know, a testament to the work that, who's our defensive coach now?
Jogni
Nobe has been doing, exactly. But what I really enjoyed was also seeing the flair. You're saying it's low risk, but there was some good attacking that was put on. And I'm sure you having worked with Swayze De Bruyne, a lot of it was his doing, and just exactly how impactful was Swayze on the Springbok team?
No, massive. He's been huge in the last 2 years. I mean, I remember last year, before that Wellington test match, I mean, he played a massive role within our game plan, you know, to be able to get that win in Wellington, which was very significant and a bit of a turning point. And, I mean, he's just got a rugby brain like no other.
Yeah.
And it is really sad that he can't be a part of the group. But guys like Alton, a guy like Kwagga, Malcolm, I mean, they know our systems in and out. And I think Rusty knows that. And Coach Swayze will also be in contact with Coach Rusty.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And they'll be in contact with each other. And I don't believe they'll lose any of that attacking flair or that knowledge, you know, that he hasn't filled in there.
Yeah. Have you been keeping an eye on the other World Cup squads, especially the All Blacks, with Owen Frank's snub, which for me, I mean, you know, they say rugby is won by your tight head prop, and they go and leave a tight head prop with more than 100 All Blacks caps behind.
That is very, very interesting at the moment. But look, I do believe the All Blacks, they would have done their analysis. They would have done their research. I mean, I think they're very happy with the squad. They've also got a really, really well-balanced squad. I mean, there were one or two guys who were unlucky. A guy like Ewan Squire was also unlucky, was playing some great rugby now towards the end of the year. You know, but they've got a well-balanced squad. and they're very, very dangerous going into the World Cup. And we've seen them in the Rugby Championship before. Every single World Cup, they experiment a bit. They do try out a couple of things. And then come World Cup time, it just seems like they're on another level. So they'll always be extremely dangerous. And another team that's impressed is England. We've seen with Eddie Jones there, they've really, really impressed and now with the last couple of games. And they've got some good depth in their squad as well.
You mentioned the fact that England are impressive, and I would say they are one of the shoe-ins for at least the semi-final berth. Who are your other favourites? If you can give me just your top four teams that you would expect to get to the semis.
Look, I believe South Africa will definitely be there. The Springboks will definitely be there along with the All Blacks.
Yeah.
And then I'd probably put my money on two Northern Hemisphere sides. I'd pick England. And because we're probably going to play Ireland in the quarter, there's a good possibility that we might play them.
Yeah.
I would say perhaps Wales. Maybe Wales. It's difficult to pick. It's difficult to pick that fourth side.
It is.
But I would say those three going into the World Cup now are my picks. You know, the All Blacks, the Springboks, and England at the moment. Australia, always a dark horse.
Yes.
They always are a dark horse, but I've got a feeling that it might be two Southern Hemisphere sides and two Northern Hemisphere sides playing semi-finals against each other.
Warren Whiteley, thank you so much for coming onto the show this evening. I truly appreciate your time and all the best with your recovery. Can't wait to see that inspirational leadership of yours on the field. We really do need to see you on the park again very, very soon.
Cheers, Bruce. Thank you so much and enjoy your evening.
That is Warren Whiteley, the Lions captain and also an inspirational man, even in a Springbok jersey, an absolute gentleman of a rugby player.